Caiaphas, step with me into the council chamber.
Yes, sir.
Sit down.
Yes, sir.
So far, we have gained nothing. Absolutely nothing. He has said not a word that we can use against him. Yet I shall order him bound to signify that he is condemned.
But, sir, our own law allows every prisoner a fair legal trial.
At least a pretense of one.
You know the miracles Jesus has performed in front of hundreds, yes, thousands of people. And their sympathy will be with him.
That is precisely one reason we must get this trial over with by morning. If we don't, there will be a week's delay on account of the Passover. In a week, all people will know of our intentions, and they may rise up in rebellion against us. We must deliver Jesus into the hands of the Romans before our intentions become generally known.
First of all, an accusation must be found that will condemn him. You failed in this.
But you won't, my son-in-law.
You yourself said that I am not unscrupulous, heartless, or severe enough.
Oh, you are all these things, all right. You just do not have a strength of character to use them. But being a Sadducee and despising Jesus as you do, I think your jealousy and hatred will strengthen your determination to put an end to Jesus.
I shall leave no means untried to destroy him.
Well, that I believe.
Quiet!
Soldier, bind Jesus! He is guilty of blasphemy! Dear people, the prisoner will be taken to the palace of Caiaphas, your high priest, for formal trial and conviction. Scribe, send a runner to the home of every Sanhedrin member, requesting their presence at the trial hall immediately. All except Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. Their presence is not desired. Sanhedrin remembers to arrive. Why don't you question Jesus? You may discover some ground upon which to accuse him successfully.
If you say so. Guard, have the prisoner brought in.
Yes, sir. Come in.
Step over here. Right there. Now, face this way. Now, let's begin with your childhood. You were born of poor parents, out of wedlock, I believe. As you grew, you couldn't get along with anyone, not even your brothers. Is that correct?
His Highness is the highest authority in Israel. No one dare refuse to answer him, not even you. All right, go ahead. Answer His Highness.
Is it not true that you and the 12...
Oh, let me question him. Now, it is a well-known fact that from early childhood you have aspired to become Israel's leader, either as king or high priest. So, early in life, you studied and read everything available. Especially did you study scripture so, when the time came, as it has on several occasions, you could quote it and put to shame those who knew less about scripture. You have cultivated and won the friendship of many people, thinking they will acclaim you as their king. These things will convict you, both as a criminal to the Roman authorities and as a blasphemer to the Israelites. Have you a reply to these questions? No.
Take the prisoner away, guard.
Come.
I wasn't through questioning him.
The council is gathering in the judgment hall. Before proceedings begin, I would talk with you. You were on dangerous ground questioning him as you did.
Dangerous ground?
To prove that he knows scripture, he will have to quote. And his quoting will be much more accurate than the scripture we teach. We teach for doctrine, the traditions of men.
I had not thought of that.
And to prove that he has won many friends will require testimony. And from whom? Many who have been healed by him of one disease or another. Such testimony will prove his power, and such power can come only from God. And again, it's we who are in trouble.
Oh, so it is.
There's hardly one point we dare question Jesus on. The Sanhedrin is composed of both Sadducees and Pharisees, even some Herodians. And we dare not ask Jesus anything about the raising of the dead, or the Pharisees will take issue with the Sadducees. If we question him about tradition, immediately the Sadducees will argue with the Pharisees. Besides, such testimony on either side will carry no weight with the Romans. They're already disgusted with the hatred and dissension among the factions.
Well, how then are you going to conduct this hearing?
I shall attempt to find some middle ground. Some ground that will satisfy all three factions, Sadducees, Pharisees, and Herodians.
Well, don't let your temper get the best of you.
The Court of Justice of His Highness High Priest Caiaphas is now in session. Order! This court is convened to hear the case of a man called Jesus of Nazareth. Stand here, facing His Highness.
Of noble bearing. He could be the Son of God.
They say you can perform miracles. As religious leader, I demand that you perform one of your mightiest miracles here and now, for me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
He can't perform miracles.
Of course not.
Hey, we must hurry and get this over with before the people discover that we are trying Jesus. Huh? They'll come in flocks to protect him.
Oh, yes. Call the first witness.
You!
Yes, Your Highness.
Do you know this man?
Yes, sir. I've known him all my life.
Has he ever talked to you?
Oh, many times.
About what, mainly?
Oh, he tried to get me to join his gang.
Ah, his gang?
Yes, sir. He said he was going to work magic, win the people, and take over as the high priest of Israel.
When did he tell you this?
The very first day I met him.
Get rid of him! He's contradicting himself!
Oh, yes, witness excuse.
But I haven't yet told what the elders told me.
You may go.
Oh, I mean...
Call a special witness we bribed. He'll be more reliable.
Call the special witness.
You! Step to the witness stand.
Now, you heard the accused man say something of great importance to all Israel and to Rome. What was it? Repeat his exact words.
This fellow, he said to me, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.
Yeah, the Romans helped us rebuild and embellish the temple. Everyone takes great pride in its magnificence and beauty. Now, please repeat that again, just what the accused said.
I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.
Jesus of Nazareth, did you say this? Did you or didn't you? Why don't you answer? Are you afraid to? Why, you answer nothing. Is it true what these witnesses have witnessed against you?
He's not going to answer.
I'll say something he'll have to answer. I command thee, by the living God, that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God.
Thou hast said. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of glory.
What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, ye have all heard his blasphemy. What think ye?
Amen.